Oldest son.
Yeah. Oldest son.
Oldest.
Son. Oldest son.
The first son and the second son has to have another temple.
Okay.
But, this is the way they are. Look, there's still some a few. Let's first try to find out what kind of clashes we have. You know, we already have a few explained, but this is a evil adherence to wrong views. Just like thinking that tapas will lead somewhere, that like dushkaracharya will bring you somewhere. It does not, and then. When that which is not a cause is seen as a cause, when that which is not a cause is seen as a cause, that view is mere rules and ritual. It's not very clear if you see it like this, but if I give you the example of attachment to the Vinaya is not a cause of enlightenment. But if you think Vinaya is cause of enlightenment, this is Śrīla Vrata Parāmrśa. So when that which is not a cause, the Vinaya for instance, is seen as a cause for nirvana, for enlightenment, for bodhi, this view is attachment to mere rules and ritual. That's why it's called Śrīla Vrata Parāmrśa. These two ones you do not find in the Pali Nikayas.
Could you?
These two Parāmrśas. In that case, yesterday also something which was striking to me, I did not raise it, but maybe I can just put up the question here, is that you know, in Pali you have the Nikayas and you have the Attakathas.
Yeah.
But the Attakathas, the commentaries, are not Buddha Bhasha.
Not Buddha Bhasha.
They are scholars. Yes.
Of course it's from Savaka, they developed. Yeah.
Not necessarily, you know.
Like Mahakashyapa.
Yes, but you know this. So you had many kinds of people who wrote commentaries, even Mahasanghika once. And then Pali scholars can take this and make this to correct Theravada commentary.
Well,
you see, even Jatakas, this happens. For even in the Kudaka Nikaya, even it can become. But I said Fatisambhidha Magga is probably not originally Theravada, is probably originally Mahisasika, but corrected to Theravada truth and put in Kudaka Nikaya. But I'm talking about Attakathas, you know. So if you have a commentary by Dhammapala, for instance, Dhammapala comes from South India, yes, everybody agrees there. Actually, all the big commentators come from South India. It's very strange, they don't never come from Sri Lanka. They always come from South India, yes, and then they go to Sri Lanka. So Buddha, Dhammapala comes from South India. South India is mostly Mahasanghika, yes?
Yeah.
Also, Mahisasika, and maybe a bit of Savastivada, it's possible. So those commentaries, if you use the commentaries to prove a Theravada point, is that really completely true, you know? Because it is possible that in your comment, your Attakatha, you have South India Mahasanghika ideas, which are also used in Theravada, but not in the Nikayas.
Yeah, something.
You see, some ideas can come from outside.
Yeah.
Come from outside and used in your Attakatha. So it must be very, very careful when you use Attakatha to prove a point in Theravada. Because this idea may not be Nikaya, may not be Abhidhamma, may come from somewhere else, adapted to your Theravada, but it is not in the Nikayas, not in the Buddha Bhasya, Abhidhamma Pitaka. You must be very careful with using Attakathas, because it can come from outside. You know, it's possible, it's quite possible. I give you, even in the Kudaka Nikaya should be very careful. There are the old Nikaya, Kudaka Nikaya texts, which Sutta Nipata, everybody believes this is ancient. But what about Buddha Vamsa?
Yeah, it's later.
What about Apadana? You know, it's Buddha Vamsa makes me think of Mahasangika originally. Apadana makes me think of Sarvastivada originally. And this was adapted and corrected to the correct Theravada. And there's only one way to place it, that's in Kudaka Nikaya. Or in a commentary, of course. So other traditions can be found certainly in commentaries. So using a commentary to prove a Theravada point must be careful. It's possible, but it should be very. Maybe this comes from outside. You know, maybe it's Mahayana, Mahasangika. You know, but it is also useful. And so, if it's useful, maybe Theravada can use it in Atthakatha. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I heard. Actually, Atthakatha is a collection of different at the time, meaning Kalindila, Kalinda Atthakatha, Sinhala Atthakatha.
Even Samantapasadika, it is not the same as Theravada Vinaya, you know. You have different traditions in Samantapasadika. But it's correct Theravada, of course. But you can see some places that this is not, you do not find that information in other texts, in other Theravada texts, only there. Question, why, you know? It is maybe coming from some non-Theravada tradition adapted to Theravada. So one should be very careful to use commentaries to prove a Theravada point. One can use the Nikayas, and for the Kudaka Nikaya, one should limit oneself to the ones who are ancient. Then one can use the Abhidhamma Pitaka to make a Theravada point. One can use Visuddhimagga because the Mahavihara monks agreed this is truth. But one should be very careful about Atthakathas, especially those used by Dhammapala, because Dhammapala probably wrote his Atthakathas for a large part when he was, after he had returned to the south. He did not die in Sri Lanka. He went back to the mainland. And there he was in a Mahasangika area. So if it is useful, he probably used it. We should be careful not with proving a Theravada point using Atthakatha for that. Maybe you can prove it now, but originally this is not part of the Theravada idea. Well, just wanted to tell you that it's actually very interesting to see which texts come from outside the Theravada tradition and which were also put in Theravada tradition, and which texts were not put in the Tipitaka. You know. Like Petakopadesa, Nitipakarana, and Milindapanha. So those never made it to the Tipitaka. But can you use Petakopadesa to prove a Theravada standpoint? No, one should be careful to do that. If one can do it with another text, I prefer another text. it's safer. Maybe Petakopadesa, because Buddha Gosa uses it, and it is Pali, so it's Pali people use it, but it is not in the Tipitaka. So if you want to prove a point, maybe use another text. It's much safer. Milindapanha, same thing. And also some texts in Kudaka Nikaya, and certainly the Atthakathas. For example, I remember some scholar saying that Dhammapala knows the Yogacara Alaya Vijñana of Asanga. You see? the Yogacara, Alaya, his storehouse consciousness of Asanga, which he knows that. Some Japanese scholar proved this by reading Dhammapala's commentaries. But we should not forget that Asanga was a Mahishasaka monk. I already said so many times. Xuanzang says Asanga was ordained a Mahishasaka monk who continues Sarvastivada ideas, but he still is a Mahishasaka monk. Mahishasakas were in south of India and in Sri Lanka too.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising that Dhammapala, the commentator, knows Alaya Vijnana, because Asanga has been explaining that. No, it's not strange. But this was written in an article saying, how strange this is, you know, Alaya Vijnana in Theravada. But you understand it if it is in an Atakata coming from Mahishasakas, and Asanga was a Mahishasaka monk. So one should be very careful using Atakatas to prove the point. If you can do it with a Nikaya or with Buddha Bhasita Abhidhamma, okay, and even with the Kudaka Nikaya, one should be careful. But okay, if you feel good doing that, it's good, you know. It's better doing that than doing something bad. As long as you try to prove a Theravada point with the wrong text, that's also good. You could do worse than that. But that doesn't mean it's true. You know, that's a different thing. That's a quite different story. Well, so, because your remark about those two wrong views, those two, make me think of that. You said it exists in Pali. I'm sure it does. But there it could come from outside the tradition again. You know?
Yeah.
Of course, it became also Pali tradition. Yes, I believe that. But originally not. I think those two come from outside and were not really. In the Nikayas, you do not have them. You have seven asavas.
Yeah.
You do not have ten. You have seven. So these two are not as among the seven asavas. Well, dashti, mitya dashti, yes. Satkaya dashti, yes. Antagraha dashti, yes. But not dashti paramarsha or sila vrata paramarsha. That's not in the Nikaya, among the Nikaya asravas. But it could be accepted from another tradition later. I believe that. He said that.
Because of that, Professor Kapila also was against Bhikkhu Buddhadasa.
Bhikkhu Buddha is a Bhikkhu Buddha?
No. Ajahn Buddhadasa from Thailand.
Oh, I think he's from America.
No, he's Buddhadasa.
Well, there is a. It's true, we should be careful about that. Now, let me just say some point.
Yeah.
Good. In Myanmar, everything is in the Tipitaka, so it's even Mahayana. And if it's Vaibhashika, they make Pali text of it, and it's in the Tipitaka. You know, just like Loka Prajnapti, chapter 1 of the Prajnapti Pada. As I said, one of those six texts, Shatpadas, which are the six padas of the Jnana Prasthana, so you have the Prajnapti Shastra, chapter 1 is Loka Prajnapti, and in Burma they made a Pali version of this, and it's in the canon, you know, it's alright. So in that, they do not have those problems. It's a, problem. It's not really a problem, is it?
But this is the solution.
It's a different tradition. Yes, it's a different tradition that as long as we all get Bodhi, it's okay. It doesn't matter what tradition, you know. You take the tradition that's best for you, of course. That's what the Buddha would say, I'm sure. As I said, if he would come in the door here, And then you see the different traditions, Vietnamese, Burmese, Theravada. He didn't think of that. I'm sure it didn't exist in his days. So, but I'm sure he would say, whatever works for you, do it, you know. If it works for you, it's all right. So, anything which brings us closer is okay. But that doesn't mean it's all true. that is the problem. We still have 5 more kleshas. By the way, it's the last sentence. The last sentence. These 5 afflictions have the nature of wisdom. That's prajna. Maybe that's not very clear in English translation. Those 5 wrong views have the nature of prajna. Do you understand that? Well, what is prajna? Let's first start with this. Prajna means dharma pravichaya. Means distinguishing the different dharmas. You know the different dharmas, the different factors, and then you have prajna. Okay? So these 5 kleshas, wrong views, are 5 dharmas. Yes? And when you know them, this is part of dharma pravichaya. You know these 5, that's part of the dharma pravichaya, so this is also prajna. It does not mean that wrong views are very wise, you know, because that may be the impression you get when you read this. They belong to wisdom in the sense that you know them, you know those dharmas, and that means prajna. Okay, and the 5 ones which remain: desire, doubt, hatred, conceit, foolishness. Those are 5 more.
Desire.
Let's list them. So, desire is more than one word for desire. So, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Desire could be raga. More words for desire. Raga is very typical, you know. It's, as I said, it's like an infection. You become red, you know. You're infected. But it's another word. Some call it kama, and it's also called lobha. So this is all the same klesha base, actually. Lobha is when you want something, desire for something. Raga is really desire. Doubt is vichikitsa. Vichikitsa, later vichikitsa will be doubt about the Dharma. Later. But not in this case. We will soon see how he defines those 5. The hatred. Yes, you have more than one word. Pratiha. Okesha. So, pratiha is also hatred. Pratiha. Pratiga, so when you do something and you feel resistance, you see, then you get this, you don't like this, you know. So you want to do something, you have a view, you want to promote something, and you feel resistance. Pratiga. Prati and han. And dvesha is the Pali dosa. And I'm told also the Thai dosa. It's a dvesha and dosa is, and the other very famous mistake is dvipa and dipa. Dvipa and dipa. Dvipa is a continent, island.
Yeah, dipa.
And Deepa is a torch.
Torch, yeah, light.
Yes, so in they're very often confused in translations. Dvipa and Deepa. And Vesha. Dosha also exists. It also exists, dosha, but that means impurity. It's impurity, it's another meaning. So, Tvesha is really becoming angry. Nine. It says conceit. This is mana. In this text, only one kind of mana. Later in Abhidharma Kosha, you have seven. You have more different kinds for you can be proud for different ways, but here it's just one mana, and the last one, foolishness, is moha.
Moha.
But this is the same as avidya.
Moha. No, it is moha. Right?
Moha and avidya are the same here. Moha is very often translated as foolishness or delusion.
It is moha or moga?
Moha.
Moga.
Moha. It's moha. Moha is... And avidya is the same. And this is mentioned as number 10, but it's actually the worst of all. You see this raga, dvesha, moha. I also pay attention to the sequence, you know. I suppose number one is the worst. So these five are very bad. It's really a wrong view. But these five are all some kind of avidya, yes?
Yeah.
And so this is all some kind of avidya, but avidya is also mentioned separately. Because you have avidya in the other kleshas too. Well, this is the 10th, so you have 10 drishtis, 10 views, and 10 non-views. Those are the 10. And how does he explain the 5 non-views? Well, let's just read. Desire, doubt, hatred, conceit, and foolishness are said to be no view, no drishti. Desire is called finding delight, longing, and attachment to pleasure regarding the samskaras, the formations. On page 92, yes? Page 92, the explanation of Gatha 72. So, desire, raga, is called the finding delight in and the longing for and the attachment to pleasure regarding formations. Formation is samskara. So it's not just because, not necessarily persons, you know, it is anything. If you are attached to Abhidharma, that's also raga or kama or dharma, you know. If you really attach to it, you cannot leave it behind, you cannot sleep it. Instead of falling asleep, you take some more Abhidharma. This is also this klesha. It's bad. The term doubt, vichikitsa, is used when one reflects with uncertainty about something one has seen earlier. You see, this is the definition of vichikitsa. You have seen something and later you think of it, but you're not sure anymore. It's very simple, yes? Has nothing to do with the Dharma. It's just you saw something, you learned something, on what was it again, you know? This is vichikitsa. Very strange, because as you get older, you forget nothing. Your vichikitsa, this kind of vichikitsa, only grows with age, actually. So, but you should, later definitions of vichikitsa are all about the Dharma, you know? If you are doubtful, have doubts about the Dharma, that is bad. But this is so very general. You know? It's any doubt, any uncertainty, it's Vichikita. And then the next one, hatred, is called anger when one's actions meet with opposition. Yes, so you do something, and you feel some people oppose. Then you have pratika. You have this. Yeah, yes, that is pratika. You want to push back. And conceit, mana, is self-elevation. Yes, you think you are bigger. You are higher than the other ones. Maybe true, but you shouldn't think so. You shouldn't think so. Objectivity is another thing, you know. But the fact that you think so, that's already bad. Buddha never thought he was better than any monk or anybody, you know. He never thought so. He was the highest, but he didn't think he was better than anyone. So no mana, that's mana. He was better than anybody else, you know, because today we're still studying his ideas. So that makes him quite different and better than average people in those days. But he didn't think so. This is mana. Mana, you cannot destroy this mana by noble truth. You must develop the bhavana as possible. And then foolishness, moha, is used for all ignorance. All kind of avidya is foolishness. These five afflictions are said to be no view. And these are all afflictions, all 10 of them. So now we know the afflictions, all 10 of them. As I said, in the Nikayas, in the Agamas also, you only have 7, you know. You have and the karma is divided. You have karma in the karma datum, and karma higher up has a different name. The karma is divided in two kinds of karma. But anyway, so this is. What I mean, this is not really the Agama or Nikaya kind of klesha. This is his system. He has developed this 10 klesha system. And this is followed later in the Mishraka Abhidharma and Abhidharma Kosha also. So people follow this. But he developed this idea. This is not in the Agamas. It's not in the Nikayas. And the reason why he does that is because later he will teach how to eliminate that. So it fits in with his system of meditation. And then next, because they are differentiated by their ranges. Range means vishaya. You could say object. One uses different terms for their process. Well, of these 10 afflictions, some proceed within suffering, some within origination, some within cessation, some within the path. Those among them which proceed within suffering are abandoned through the vision of suffering, and so forth, up to the path. And the rest are abandoned through development. So those kleshas, those 10 ones, you can distinguish them based on their object. Yes? How you eliminate their object, by seeing dukkha, by seeing samudaya, by seeing nirodha, by seeing marga. Their objects can be, there can be, there you have different kleshas because the objects can be eliminated in different ways. And some only by bhavana. And then number 73, all kleshas proceed within the suffering of the lower one. Now, if you look at the gatha, it's not clear at all, you know. But if you need the explanation for that. But let me read the gatha first. All proceed within the suffering of the lower one. Apart from three views, they proceed within two. For the past one subtracts two views, hatred does not proceed within the upper realms. If you only look at this gatha, it's quite confusing.
Right? Yeah.
And then let's see what the explanation is. He repeats, AB, all proceed within the suffering of the lower one. The suffering of the lower one is the suffering of the realm of desire. So the lower one is the kama dhatu. So in the kama dhatu, all kleshas can be eliminated by seeing dukkha, he says. The suffering of the lower one is the suffering of the realm of desire. It proceeds all 10 afflictions. All 10 afflictions are there in the kama dhatu. In respect to the suffering in the realm of desire, kama dhatu, the common fool, that's all of us, does not... Yes, we're all common fools, you know. We have not yet seen the Four Noble Truths. You know?
Yeah.
So if you have the first moment you have seen the First Noble Truth, then you're an Arya.
Yeah.
But before that, we're all same, you know. It's
yeah.
a common fool. The number Sanskrit words is Pratakjana or Bala. It's the same. The common fool, the common fool does not understand causality and sees annihilation. He does not understand effects and sees eternity. So this is antagraha drishti. Antagraha drishti in the kama dhatu. That's one. Denying effects and denying suffering is the wrong view. If you deny the result and if you deny dukkha, this is mithya drishti. When suffering is experienced as best, this is an evil adherence to wrong views. Suffering, for instance, asceticism, you know, tapas, you do practice asceticism, and you think this is best, this is wrong. It is absolutely not. When at best, this is mithya drishti paramasha. Drishti paramasha. Speaking of one dharma in relation to another dharma and considering as a cause what is not a cause, this is shila vrata paramasha. As I say, for try the vinaya, you know. Speaking of one factor in relation to another factor. If you think of vinaya in relation to nirvana, for instance, yes? One factor is vinaya, the other factor is nirvana. And if you consider as a cause your vinaya, which is actually not a cause for nirvana, this is sila vrata paramasha. And then one's own views mean desire, but someone else's views mean hatred. Your own views, if you like your own views, that's desire, that's kama. You think your own views are, you're attached to your own views, that's kama. And if you, if the other one pushes back when you want to do something, then you become angry. This is hatred. Uncertainty because of one's views means doubt. You're not certain means doubt. This is quite simple, yeah? Doubt is of course uncertain. Yes? If you're certain, you have no doubt. So it's the same thing. Some logic people will say here something wrong with the logic, you know. Because if you explain something, one basic rule I was always taught is that if you explain something, you should not use that something in your explanation. You should not use what you want to explain in your explanation of that something. If you want to explain desire, do not use desire in your explanation of desire.
Yeah.
You know, because you cannot. You're trying to explain it. Why would you use it in your explanation? You know?
Yeah.
It's not clear. This is logic. So uncertainty and doubt, it's the same thing. So if you want to explain doubt, don't use doubt in your explanation of doubt. you know, this is a logical mistake. But anyway, many people do it, and for the common fool like all of us, this does not make much of a difference. So uncertainty, but one should notice here, the uncertainty is quite general. It's not about the Dharma, has nothing to do with the teaching. And then elevation of one's own view, that is conceit. If you think your own view is superior to another one, that is conceit. And failure to understand is ignorance. If you do not understand, that means ignorance. Yes. So all 10 are there in the Kama Dhatu. And then it continues, apart from 3 views, they proceed within 2. Apart from 3 views, that means 7. 7 remaining, yes? Apart from 3 views, 7 kleshas remain. You can find those 7. They proceed within origination and within cessation. So let me make it first. So in the Kama Dhatu, by seeing dukkha, all pain, yes? And that by seeing samudaya, minus 3, that means 7. And Nirodha, also 7. Yes, that's what he says. So apart from 3 views, which leaves 7 kleshas, 7 each proceed within samudaya and within Nirodha. And then he explains, the view of individuality, satkaya drishti, proceeds within the skandhas, which are not visible, he says. Well, 4 of them are not. Maybe rupa is visible, but sometimes they are not visible, you know. Especially if, according to Savasthivada Abhidharma, when you die, you go to an intermediate existence, to an antarabhava, and your skandhas are still there. In that case, your rupa cannot be seen. See? Rupa is normally, you can see rupa. One of the characteristics of rupa is that you can touch and see it. Sure. But...
how can rupa exist?
Well, it is there, but it's very subtle. You cannot see it. It is... all the 5 skandhas are there after death. And then you are reborn. 5 new skandhas. Of course, Atman does not exist. So they cannot say after there is some soul or some Atman after you die, and then you become a new 5 skandhas. They cannot say that. The five skandhas, you die, and your visible rupa is lost. You know, your corpse. But rupa still continues in a very subtle way, very fine way, until it combines again in 5 other skandhas with a visible rupa again. That's what they say.
No Atman.
But you can see that in Buddhism, really Atman always was the problem. Much bigger problem than all the other problems.
Yeah.
Atman, for the Shakyamuni himself, as I said, the Atman was the real thing, you know, it's a basic thing. That's why he did not believe his last teacher, you know, and he went to find out whatever there was to find out. It was this fine Atman was still there. Maybe I just say this to give you to consider, Atman is a, you hear, I already said so many times, if you hear people talk, they very often use I and me,
yeah.
Mine, and And arrogant people use it all the time.
Yeah, I.
When I talk to for the first time to some person, I usually notice this. If this person uses two words, I, me, mine, that's one, and the word important.
Professor, if don't use I, don't use you, how to talk with other people?
No.
This one.
This is there. No. One cannot avoid it. But I can assure you that in the language of some people, they use I, me, mine quite a great deal, you know. Even when not necessary. Of course you have to use it, you have to talk. But there's a difference between using it just to talk and using it to stress me, mine, I. You know,
but
stress your argument.
Teacher, Asian people's English, usually the teacher teach us, usually use I, today, I, and my father, and I, something like this.
With I, me, mine, it's very important. And the other word I always notice is important. If it's important, when I say this is important, what is this is important, this is important. Actually, it's not important, right? But this is important, this is important. Which this is an important point. Remember this important thing, which means for him it's important. But maybe not objectively. But this is not Buddhist. This is psychology in general. But the Buddhist problem is the Atman. The I and the me and the mind. So if this... I think that if you remove it from your speech, you are already very far advanced toward perfect rest. Yes? It is because I want that, he has it, I want it too, this is mine, whatever. So if you just eliminate the Atman, say it's not there, you are already very far advanced to perfect rest. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe Shakyamuni said so on purpose, you know. He wants to lead us to perfect rest. Set our mind at ease. Yes? No more joy, no more suffering. That's the ultimate goal. Now if you eliminate your Atman, you are already far advanced on that road. It leads you, yes, almost there, maybe. Maybe completely there, I don't know. It's very far. So this Atman is a very big problem. It was so for the Buddha, and if you think of it, if the goal is perfect rest, and you eliminate Atman, well, that's very good. You're already very far advanced on that road to perfect rest. So Atman is the biggest problem. I think bigger than desire, because you desire, you know? Your Atman has a problem again. Or your ignorance. All those kleshas come from thinking you have an Atman. If the Atman is not there, then why would you have mana, you know? Mana is not the... Why would you have mana if you have no Atman? So this... I think there's a very practical undertone, layer underneath all this teaching. Very realistic and very practical. It looks very theoretical and game and all that, but in reality there is some practical side to this, very practical side to this. So, well, 7-7. The lower one, let's see, I'll proceed with the suffering of the lower one, yes. Apart from three views, proceed within two, seven each proceed within origination and cessation. That's what I said, 7-7 for Samudaya and Niroda. And the view of individuality, that's Satkaya Dashti, proceeds within the five skandhas, yes, Atma Dashti, yes, which are visible when you're alive. Origination is subtle, not visible. Therefore, it is not there. So, for these seven,
this is all 10 minus Sakkaya Darshan. Satkaya Drishti is the object of Satkaya Drishti cannot be in Samudaya, because Samudaya is very subtle, it's very fine. That's what he says. So you have to eliminate that from the Samudaya and also from the Nirodha. Origination is subtle and not visible, therefore it does not proceed there. The same for cessation, and then the view of extremes, antagraha darshti. Also, for the same reason, it's not there. So, gaya darshti and minus antagraha. Antagraha is not subtle, it's visible, he says. I'm saying what he says, you know. This is not necessarily my own idea. Sometimes I do not disagree with this text. We're reading what he says. Because if we keep thinking, sometimes it doesn't make sense. But this is what Dharma Shrestin wrote. In Bhaktriya, 1st century BC. maybe not completely, did not probably not think through all the problems and all the consequences. But this is his explanation, and it apparently works for him and for many other people up to the Abhidharma Kosha Bhashya. So Antagraha Drishti is also not there. And what did it say? The view of extremes also visible. And then when attachment to mere rules and Rasila Vrata Paramarsi, when it is active, this is also not Samudaya or Nirodha. It does not say why. It's just not there. So minus Shiva Vrata. So that leaves us 7. The 7 other ones are there. Same here. Same there. Same for Samudaya and Nirodha, which leaves one more, yes, Marga. For the path, one should subtract 2 views, so 8 kleshas remain. 8 kleshas remain. 2 drishtis are not there. The view of individuality and the view of extremes. So Satkaya, drishti, antagraha, drishti, not there. Graha, not there. But all the rest is there. Shila Vrata Paramasha, you can eliminate it. By seeing Marga. The reason why is that, as I said, this Vinaya thing, for example, is following the Vinaya is a Marga. You think you want Nirvana, you just choose the wrong path, you know. It is not, Vinaya is not the right path for Bodhi, but it's similar. It has some similarity. That's why it's not here. That's why it is with the Marga, connected with the Marga. And then hatred does not proceed within the upper realms. The realms of form and of formlessness, rupa and arupyadat, are to be distinguished just as the realm of desire. So the same as the kama dhatu, for rupa and arupya, the same as kama, but no hatred, no pratikama. So in rupa dhatu, no more hatred. Arupya dhatu, certainly no more hatred, but in rupa dhatu, also no hatred. The rest is the same. So that makes, for the higher dhatus, always subtract hatred. Hatred, in these, there is no hatred, because the mind is appeased and softened, no more hatred. Now, the views in doubt are not to be abandoned through development. The five dushtis and vichikitsa, you cannot eliminate them with bhavana. But the other four in the realm of desire are to be abandoned through development. So the rest, the other four, they can be, namely,
pratika, mana, moha, kama.
You see, those four. But these, you cannot get rid of these through bhavana. You can only get rid of these through seeing the Four Noble Truths. And the same for vichikitsa. Vichikitsa, you can only get rid of vichikitsa by seeing the Noble Truth. I can make it more complicated for you. Why this and why not this? You know? Personally, I think also this ignorance can be eliminated by seeing the Noble Truth. Personally, I think so, but he doesn't say so. That's his system. Vichikitsa, yes. Moha, no. That's what he says. And those questions and those ideas make it sometimes hard to really understand it, you know, because sometimes it's not really logic, really. Well, the views and doubt are not to be abandoned through bhavana, but the other four in the realm of in the kama dhatu, they can be eliminated through bhavana, as well as three in the realm of form and three in the realm of formlessness. So, for the three dhatus, he says, so four must be eliminated by bhavana. Yes. These cannot be eliminated by bhavana. And vichikitsa also, that means six. Six only by seeing the truth. But the others, by bhavana. You have only two ways, darshana, seeing the Four Noble Truths, or bhavana, yes? So if these five, and also doubt, can only be eliminated by seeing the Noble Truth, the remaining ones must be eliminated by bhavana. So, 1, 2, 3, these four. So, in the Kama Dhatu, in our world, these four must be eliminated by bhavana, because they cannot be eliminated by seeing the Noble Truth. Only mental development can eliminate them. And then he says, higher up, in the Rupa Dhatu, and in the Arupya Dhatu, there are three. Why? Because this one, hatred is not there. So you do not have four, but only three left. Understand the meaning? This is not extremely complicated. So these five must be eliminated by seeing the Noble Truth, because they are wrong views. And he says also doubt must be eliminated by seeing the Noble Truth. That leaves four to be eliminated through mental development, through bhavana. Wow. Good. But he also said, in rupa, in arupya, higher up, no hatred. So, not four anymore, but three remaining. So that's 4, 3, 3. That makes 10.
Yeah.
10 for bhavana. Then for bhavana, actually, if we go back to stanza number 68 or something, yes, 68. If you go back to stanza 68 and look at the last words of number 68, the last words of number 68 are, then are said to be stopped through development. Yes? The last words of number 68.
Yeah.
I read, 10 are said to be stopped through bhavana. Now, at that time we could not explain it, but now we can. 10 are said to be stopped. Okay, this is 10. Yes. Okay. Again. It's, so 10, 5 only by seeing the truth. And vichikitsa also. Only by seeing the truth you can eliminate it. Yes? That leaves 4. For bhavana. In our present kamadat. Higher up, no anger. So higher up, only 3 left. 1, 2, 3. Yes? Only 3 left. So here in the kamadat of for bhavana, you have 4, but higher up only 3. That means altogether 10. 4, 3, 3. Still not getting it? No. So, anyway, those 5 and vichikitsa only darshana. That's easy, right?
Yeah.
And the remaining ones are 4.
Yeah, 1 minus.
By bhavana. In our kamadhatu, here today, now yeah. In kamadhatu.
Therefore.
But higher up in kurupadhatu, in dhyana, and in arupya samapatis, higher up, there is no anger. No hatred. So Buddha, not 4. Not 4, but 3.
Buddha bhavana, how can we see the noble truth?
In arupa dhatu or in rupa dhatu? Is that the question?
I mean without seeing noble truth, full noble truth,
yes.
How can
we we're talking about bhavana, not seeing the truth, yes?
We're a thief.
We're talking about bhavana, about mental development, you know. We're talking about the kleshas which you can only eliminate by bhavana. In our kamadhatu, here, 4. 4 of the 10. The rest, you have to see the truth. Higher up, no hatred, so not 4, but 3 remaining. The rest is still seeing the truth. And arupya dhatu, also 3. So the bhavana, the kleshas which you can eliminate through the mental development, altogether in the 3 dhatus are 4, 3, 3, 10 altogether. And that's what it says in number 68. Yes? Number 68 at the end. It says 10 are said to be stopped through bhavana, but we didn't know which ones at that time, you know. 10 are said to be stopped through bhavana. These 10, yes? Are stopped through bhavana. These 10, namely 4 in kamadhatu, 3 in rupadhatu, 3 in arupadhatu. So that's 10. All these are stopped through bhavana. So 10 are stopped through bhavana. 10 of the 98. That leaves 88 for you, for darshana. Yeah? The rest?
Slow.
That is what he says here in number 73. 3 as well, 3 in the realm of 4. So you always have to keep in mind this that there are 3 dhatus. You have always to, and so far no more, not yet any distinction between jhana 1, 2, 3, 4. Because even in one rupa dhatu you have 4 bhumis. And in arupya dhatu you have 4 bhumis. So maybe it's not the same in dhyana 1 as in dhyana 4. It can be that you are meditating in dhyana 3 and that you still have some glaciers, of course.
As you said last time, you said that every Bhumi have a pre-Bhumi.
Not everyone, but in this text, only the first one.
And the first one.
Yes. So you can be in number three, and you can still have, you still have glaciers.
Yeah.
But the object of your anger, for instance, can, no, because you don't have anger in Rupa Dhatu Indiana, but the object of your doubt can be in the same Bhumi, yes, Indiana 3, but the object of your klesha, doubt, can also be higher, Indiana 4, and in even in Arupya Samapatis. Maybe even in a lower Bhumi. Who knows? So it is quite complicated, those different... you have to think, where is the object of your klesha? You yourself are in a certain Bhumi, eliminating kleshas, but it can be that some of your objects of other kleshas, which you have not yet eliminated, are in a higher stage or in lower stage, still there. Or maybe even you are so far advanced in eliminating your kleshas through seeing the truth, but you maybe not have even started on your bhavana. It's also possible. It's not, does not go together. So this is what he says. It makes sense. You do not have a text like that in Theravada Abhidhamma. It's this is really explaining, and he explains, and then the next chapter is how you do away with it. He explains the Darshana Marga, and every seeing the noble truth, you do that in 16 moments. Well, actually 15, but because the 16th is Bhavana Marga, when you see the Dukkha, for example, the noble truth of suffering, dukkha, that in the Kama Dhatu, this happens in two times. You see it, and then you know the result. Yes? It happens in two times. In Rupa Arupya, it happens in two times also. Also happens in two, always happens in two times when you eliminate something. First you get rid of it, and then you're really rid of it. Like that. Yes, after your first, and they're all called marga. When you want to get rid of something, there is an anantarya marga, an immediate one. And then immediately after that, you are rid of it. There's a vimukti marga. This, that's the Abhidharmic way. Number 74, I think we should do that tomorrow. I think we should do 74 tomorrow.
Yeah.
You have the name list?
The name, yes.